I'm John Betts with my colleague and friend Jean Marks, small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. Artificial intelligence, the large language models, they're improving daily. They're very sophisticated. They have huge ambitions. And how is it that small businesses are adjusting, Gene? Because sometimes they can easily get discouraged by new technology.
Yeah, so John, I'm so glad you asked that. A lot of the associations that we talked about in the last segment, I did talk at length about AI because it is real and it's coming and it's going to have an enormous impact on businesses. So here's my advice. I cover AI for Forbes. I write about it 6 to 7 times a month. Here's what I'm finding and here's my advice for anybody running a business. 2024 is the year for you to get your act together and get prepared for AI while the software companies are getting their AI act together and rolling out new features. 2025 will be the year where you're going to start spending some money and implementing AI. So what do you do in 2024? Three things that I'm seeing my clients do. Number one, you need to be talking to your software vendors at length this year. Your accounting vendors, the ones that give you your customer relationship management systems, order entry, HR, they're the ones spending billions of dollars on these new AI rollouts and features. Ask them what they're doing, what's coming out, what makes sense. You determine which vendors are going to be providing the best AI tools that will provide the most return on investment for you. Talk to your vendors this year. That's number one. Number two, after you talk to your vendors, decide on which application is going to be using AI in such a way that it will give you that return on investment, really save you money or open up opportunities for you. You're going to choose that application. Maybe it's your HR system. Maybe it's your CRM or your accounting system. But after talking to your vendors, make a choice as to where you think the best return on investment is going to be, and then clean up your data in 2024. Because most of my clients and me as well, John, our databases need some work. Make sure that your fields are updated. Make sure there are no blank fields. Make sure you've got controls in your database to protect against putting in bad data. Make sure you've got a good administrator in charge of your database. If you're really going to leverage AI in 2025 and automate a bunch of things, you're going to fail if you're doing it on bad data. So after you decide where you're going to use AI, make sure your data is cleaned up this year. And number three, John, you need to create an AI policy for your business in 2024 because there's a lot of apps that are out there. Your employees are going to be doing different things and they're going to get you into trouble because they're going to use AI to put out misinformation or hallucinating information and it could be a problem for you. You need to create a written AI policy so that you can determine what apps are allowed to be used, who can use it, and for what purpose, among other things, so that if, God forbid, there is an issue, at least you can point to it if it's a violation of your policy and limit your liability. Every company I'm talking to, big and small, are writing AI policies this year. And if you need help writing an AI policy, John, you know the best place to go? ChatGPT.
Yeah, I was there before you asked that question. Yeah, ask ChatGPT, what should I do?
Okay. It'll write it for you. And you know what? It's not going to be perfect. It'll get you 80 to 90% there. And then you take it to your IT person or your advisor or your attorney, and you can wordsmith it to perfect it. But you want to create an AI policy this year, and it's going to change a lot. Go to ChatGPT and have it write it for you.
What I enjoy about the little buddy in there is that when I say that's inadequate, he or she is very apologetic. I'm sorry. Let me do it again.
It's because it's getting to know you.
Yes.
So it's behaving as you're behaving with it. And, that's how it gets trained.
And
so.
I don't type in it. I just talk to it.
Good for you. I'm sure it is polite and professional and formal with you.
And I just use the word inadequate and there are suddenly a flood of apologies. And we. All right. Now, surge pricing. I know about it for Uber, but this indicates the Wall Street Journal report that it's coming to restaurants, fast food restaurants and regular restaurants.
Yeah, I am digging into this topic because, you talk about a return on investment for AI, John, okay? I think that, and remember, I've made some bad predictions, I've made some good predictions. Here's my prediction. I think surge pricing is going to be the killer app of AI in the next few years. Because as AI gets smarter and smarter about your customer traffic, your orders, your time of day, the products that you're selling, when you're selling it, it is going to start dynamically changing the pricing of your goods to match when it can maximize it. Now, Uber's doing this now. Some MLB teams do this as well, depending on demand. brand, you know, but that's big business. Small businesses are going to be taking advantage of surge pricing. There's going to be AI apps hitting the market that's going to allow. I know Wendy's got some bad press for this, but you're going to be your own restaurant and your prices are just going to change on the hour depending on what demand is. And I think that's a huge opportunity for a lot of businesses.
I feel it now, Gene. When I get out of church, I go across the street to the coffee shop. They know we're coming.
Yep.
That would be when they surged right then.
Yep.
They're charging me the same thing they did for the sleepy customers at 8 a.m.
Yep.
That doesn't cover their costs. Also, AI will tell them when they need employees and when they don't.
Very good. Very, very true. Depending on the demand and the activity, you're right. Surge scheduling might be in, you know, a secondary part of surge pricing. I like that a lot.
If you're wondering why Gene and I are being so friendly to AI, we're practicing because you don't want to offend something that...
Every day I read these terrifying reports. I read a story the other day. I'm like, you know, there's drones in Ukraine that are operating independently on AI and they can't control them. I'm like, oh, my God, it's the end of the world.
Be nice to the robot. It's in charge. Gene Marks, the small business columnist, the road warrior for Guardian newspaper and the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.